Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Deja. This is Ruby, right? My husband is trying. He's here right here. We're trying to figure out what transaction on June the 15th to VIVID Vivid. We're just trying to find out what that is. I'll put him on the phone. It's his account.
All righty.
Deja.
Hey, may I have your zip code so I can look up your account?
85142.
And your first and last name?
Columbus Wright. Wright with a W.
All righty. Can I have your telephone number?
480-655-6659.
That was 480-655-6659?
That's correct. That's my home phone.
All right, what about your cell number?
It's 480-297-8477.
All righty. And can you verify your address for me?
3459 West Dancer Lane, Queen Creek, Arizona, 85142.
Alrighty, thank you so much for that. So I'm just waiting on your account to load up here for me. Just give me a few moments.
Okay.
Alrighty. All righty. Now, let's see here. A few more moments. All right, yeah. I do see where you order our Platinum Ultra smartwatch on April the 8th, our Platinum Ultra smartwatch.
What's that?
What is it again?
I do see where he ordered a smartwatch back on April the 8th for $5.75 or 74 cents. He only paid for shipping. And he was supposed to be giving us a call back within 5 days to cancel out this account. And he did not want to be enrolled in our discount membership store. So
I don't think he ordered. Did you order a smartwatch? She said you ordered a smartwatch and you're supposed to call back. Did you order a smartwatch? He said he didn't order a smartwatch, but she already has one.
All right. So I will have to get this over to her. So are you saying that this is fraud?
It has to be if it's a smartwatch because you didn't go online and order one? No, I bought him a smartwatch, but I got it from Walmart. So I don't know when he could have ordered a smartwatch. So what are you saying, that they made a charge because he didn't call back?
Yes, ma'am. I do see where he did order a smartwatch back on April. It does have you guys' address here. You have the email cadillacman111@hotmail.com. So it got all of you guys' information. But if it's fraud, I can get you over to our fraud department so they can help you out.
Yeah, because he was saying, where's the watch? You never got a watch.
All right. So I do see where the watch was shipped out, and I can let you know the date that it was shipped out to you guys. One moment.
Okay. She said you ordered a smartwatch.
All right, so the day that the smartwatch was ordered the day that it was shipped out to you, received at your house was on April the 15th at 1:34 p.m., and it was delivered in or at that mailbox.
Well, we never got one. I don't know where it went. Pardon? I don't know where it went because we never got one because I had already bought him a smartwatch for his birthday. So I don't know who ordered that because people can hack your account. So I don't know where it went because we never got it in the mailbox. It never came.
All right. I'm going to get you over to our fraud department. One moment.
Okay. We never got it. Yeah, she said it was ordered in April. She said it was delivered to the mailbox. So you didn't ever get it. That's what she said, but you got to stay calm because she's going to give you the fraud department. You just tell them you didn't order anything and you never received it. Because I don't know what they be doing. These mail people be putting stuff. I don't know where it went. If they delivered it, I don't know where it went. because I've never seen one. He said you ordered it in April, a smartwatch. You don't remember looking at it? I said, remember, you said you go look at it, but you didn't order anything, man. That's $300. Oh, that was for the watch? I thought that was the total. I didn't think that's for the watch. And so let me look at that. I didn't know that was for the watch.
So the watch was, so the watch is $5, and he didn't pay anything for a watch. All he did was pay for shipping only, $5.74 to receive it. If he do not give us a call back within 5 days, yes, ma'am, it's just all of the totals that we charged him because he didn't give us a call back. But I'm about to transfer you over to our customer support, I mean our fraud department, so they can help you. One moment.
Chris, that's the total for all of these, $321. She said you only paid $5. No, that's the total for all this. Let me add it up. She's getting you over to the fraud, but let me add this up real quick. Okay. Now, keep telling me that's the total for all these things you got. I know how that works. When my phone
goes.
Oh, give me yours. I'm going to get the cash to me. This total is going to be under 3.92
when you add up all these results. Okay, I'm wrong then.
I'm about to transfer you over there. Now you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for choosing customer support.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You should have told me. Okay, I see it now. I'm sorry.
What?
I ain't seen no $5 or something on that.
She said, I don't know. She said, I don't know what time I got. He said,